Welcome back to the We Don't Know Sports Podcast. This is Chad the Mark with
Wait. He didn't even.
You pointed at him and then you started talking.
I know, but he took like 3 seconds to respond.
That was Biggie speed.
Yeah, I know. All right, let's start over. Well, they were cross-eyed. They were oppo cross-eyed.
Like a chameleon over here.
It was. So that was
very awkward.
That was Biggie and Greg.
Back to you.
Yeah, yelling at the same time.
But he really came at me like a chameleon.
He did. It was so bad that we have a fourth person here. It's not Mongo. We have Coulter.
Colt 45
with two zigzags. Maybe that's all we need.
All right, there you go.
As the other side of the pillow.
That's right.
But what are we watching today?
We're watching how the Patriots have already screwed up this draft for the next generation of fans.
We should have started the show like a half hour ago because we were all losing our shit over the NFL draft so far. So Caleb Williams goes number one, and we all think he's unanimously a bust.
Hated it.
Like, just terrible, right? Two snaps and a twist.
So the Cardinals are here at four. They have to take Marvin Harrison Jr., right? Pair him with Calamari.
I think so. They have to.
That's what everybody says. He's clearly the best receiver. The pick is in.
I hope to God it's Marvin Harrison, because that's the last chance for our buddy, my future MVP. No, Biggie's future MVP.
Biggie's.
My prediction to be in the NFL. Muscle midget needs a weapon.
He does. Yeah, it feels like forever ago when people were talking about Calamari and baseball.
I'll tell you right now, and I'm going to tell you this on draft day, that was the best college game I've ever been a part of. WVU would hold him to like third and long, and he would still scamper, score, or throw that bomb, and he broke our hearts that night in Morgantown.
I must just say, I'm a fan of muscle midget. No, I think the Cardinals can go.
I think a good receiver. You get him Harrison, you're liking it.
He needs somebody he can throw the ball up to.
He was hurt last year too, though. Don't forget that.
Don't they have Hollywood Brown out there too?
Yeah.
Is he still there?
Is he any good?
I don't know. He's got a cool name.
That's it. He doesn't deserve it.
I'm telling you, if they get Harrison Jr., I like it.
It was either ESPN or NFL Network had a deal on where they had Marvin Harrison and Marvin Harrison Jr. on there, interviewed them both separately and then put them together. And they asked his dad, so what do you stress to your son about once he gets into the league and the ins and outs of it and all that? And he said, you finish Sunday with a win, but you only had 5 catches for 70 yards. You go to your quarterback and tell him you better give me the fucking ball more.
Guys, can we unmute this TV?
Yeah, we can turn up a little bit.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, Marvin Harrison Jr. gone to the Cardinals.
I like it.
We can't
like
turn it up too loud because the mics will pick it. But I want a little bit of it on. I think we're good. I think our crack sound engineer team will figure it out somehow.
Maybe.
If we can figure out the remote. Hey, there we are. Turn down. Where are we at? What number are we at volume-wise? 23. Turn down like a 15.
Trying, brother.
So are we all in agreement here that we think Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be an absolute stud?
Yeah, but you know what the question is for me?
Chad? Are we good?
I think we're good.
All right.
My question about Harrison to myself earlier when I was driving over here is what type of career is he going to have compared to his dad?
Because that's hard, dude.
It is, but I think he's going to be that good. But
his dad had Peyton Manning, one of the best quarterbacks to ever play.
All right, right. So for the sake of argument, I'm going to say he comes short.
Well, I'm not saying no. Let me rephrase. I wasn't trying to make the direct comparison.
He's going to be better than his daddy.
But my question, well, in today's game, the way they throw, it is possible his stats could be better.
Numbers-wise, he might come out ahead because it's become even more of a passing league. But I think it's tough. It kind of depends on your quarterback. I mean, it's a big difference. Kyler Murray's good, but he's no Peyton Manning.
Colter, you keep up with the conversation.
Yeah, I mean, I keep up. But, I mean, from what I'm watching right here, he looks really good.
Well, he is good. But like, we're talking about, like, how many Pro Bowls is he making? And how many times is he an All-Pro?
Well, it all depends on the muscle midget.
The muscle
midget. Can he get him the ball?
Will it save his job? Is he going to be enough?
I mean, I would like to see it that way. I like to see good players and good games.
He just said, I mean, I agree. I'm going to piggyback off of that. I feel like the Cardinals this year could be a playoff team just with him having this weapon. If he stays healthy.
You agree?
Healthy, I like their chances.
I'm just telling you, I feel like they could be a wild card.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time seeing
it. Seattle takes a step back this year. I'm not sure where the Rams are at. So you got the Niners who are up there. The Cardinals could move into that second slot, which is a wild card position.
I'm expecting the Kyler Murray not to have the slump that he had and have a full healthy season.
What happened to Cliff Kingsbury? Where's he at now?
Not at the Raiders.
OC somewhere.
Is he offensive coordinator? Is it Washington?
That's right.
Maybe.
Is it? That sound right?
It is, because he spurned the Raiders for that
crap. You would remember that.
One thing I wonder, too, about this, you see it with college quarterbacks all the time. Harrison, I know he's a stud and he's got the lineage, but
okay, right.
When you play on a team with a bunch of other studs and you're a stud, it's easier to look better, if that makes sense.
I'm telling you, here's the thing. Marvin Harrison's a Hall of Famer. There is no way in hell his son matches to what he does.
I don't think so either. But and
he don't have Peyton Manning throwing to him, so guess what? We love Kyler Murray, but like, he might get a few Pro Bowls, but you're not going to be your daddy.
Let's just hope he has a long career.
Not a Hall of Fame career.
Pro Bowls.
Borderline.
Okay. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I think he's going to be the potential there.
He might be like a Wes Welker.
But you got
to. Oh.
That was disrespectful.
Oh, I know.
To Wes Welker.
I know.
He's sneaky fast.
Because he's white.
He's quick.
We like them sneaky white boys.
If Marvin Harrison were to make the Hall of Fame with his dad, I do believe that would be the first father-son duo to make the Hall of Fame in the NFL that isn't lineman.
But once Eli's in, then him and Brady will be father-son. So
he pulled out of his dad jokes container.
You got to do it every now and then. It is what it is.
You know, I didn't like Eli long before then. You know this, I've never liked Eli since he came in. Don Nealon's last game, we're up 49-17. He plays for Ole Miss. He comes in as a backup late. They end up losing 49-37.
Don,
but all you hear after the game is
he Eli. Does hold on to this. I think
after all this, he's not a Hall of Famer, right?
Who?
Eli.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, okay.
I didn't like Eli before he beat my Patriots in the Super Bowl. I haven't liked him since Don Leland's last game, because SportsCenter gave all the run to this freaking Eli
kid. He is right.
Leland, some respect. They didn't pronounce his name right.
At the end of the day, though, he is part of that lineage, man.
That's why he's mad about it, though.
It is what it is.
What I wonder is it because, you know, Arch was great, then Eli and Peyton are great. Archie was great. Is Arch Manning at Texas going to amount to anything?
Hey, before we even get to that,
is it just a name?
Before you even talk about that, I've been impressed. I've been impressed with Eli, like when he goes on the Manning thing.
Yeah, just his TV presence.
The fact of how sarcastic he is, so smug, and he puts his point across, and he does it without saying as many words as his brother.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
He is kind of dopey, though.
Yeah, I know he is, but I'm saying
he plays the part well.
he's better on TV than I thought he would be, I guess.
You thought he would be like cardboard?
Correct.
No personality. I don't know. You always wonder, like, how's a guy like Eli Manning as a locker room guy?
It'd be kind of weird.
Like, who's he hanging out with?
I'm thinking that's the guy everybody pranks every week with the fire on the ship.
Nah, he's supposed to be the leader, though.
We got to let him know you're a dumbass.
I think it's weird to see a personality like you were just saying. You know, he's got that kind of snarkiness to him on the show. You're the quarterback in New York of the Giants winning Super Bowls, and you're not Broadway Joe. Like, you're a man. You know what I mean?
But who is Broadway Joe?
You never heard a whole lot out of
that's
Eli.
That's what he said. Him and Susie Colbert. What a night of magic.
Can I kiss you?
Doesn't he try to sell her? Isn't he trying to sell old people like reverse mortgages or something now?
Yep. Him and Tom Selleck.
Those guys are bastard. Preying on the elderly like that? That's messed up. What we want? You're reaching for, we want snacks? What we got? What is this? Chocolate cherry. That's a different one. We usually have the coffee beans, swamp crackers, and
chocolate covered peanuts.
Coffee beans are good.
Yeah, chocolate covered peanuts.
I don't want one. I'm good.
All right. So, any surprises in the draft so far, Biggie? You got Drake May on the Patriots now. We didn't really talk about that.
I hope I'm dead wrong. I don't like Drake May. When I think of Drake May, I think of Daniel Jones. I think of Mitchell Trubisky. These Duke, North Carolina quarterbacks, they're basketball schools, not football schools. Don't draft them that high.
What's the best?
Bonehammer loves Drake May.
What's the best North Carolina quarterback we've gotten?
Who's the guy that started last year for Washington? Sam Howell?
Was he North Carolina?
Yeah.
I didn't know where he was even from.
Did they have somebody like way back in the day that we're just not thinking of?
I don't think so.
Like, they've never produced an NFL QB. A good one.
Right. Like, I'm racking my brain on this. They've had some receivers. I don't know. Julius Peppers. Lawrence
Taylor played there.
Yeah. I mean, they've had some studs.
I just don't think he's the guy.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm. All right. So what do the Chargers do here?
Well, the rumor was that the Chargers loved J.J. McCarthy. They were going to draft him at 5 and then trade Justin Herbert for a boatload.
So which statement is true? J.J. McCarthy is ready for the NFL by playing in a pro-style offense under Jim Harbaugh, or J.J. McCarthy has no arm strength or talent and is not going to succeed at this level?
I don't think he's going to succeed at this level. He's got arm talent, and he's accurate, but I don't think that if he goes to Minnesota, he's got a chance to be a solid starter. Anywhere else, he's a complete bust.
That's just because you're saying the help around him.
You got Jay Jetta, Addison, Hawkinson, good offensive line. KOC is a head coach. That team's built to succeed.
So without knowing the pick, who has a better record this year, the Vikings or the Falcons?
I'm going with the Vikings. Actually, yeah. No, I'm sorry. The Falcons.
You're going with...
I am
Kirk Cole's Cash Cousins.
Yeah. In ATL, baby. I'm going with Atlanta, honestly.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you because
the pick is in. Come on, Goodell. Did you look up how much he makes a year?
$40 million.
Joe Alt. We got an offensive lineman off the board.
Joe Alt.
Oh, he's not even there. He's not even there. Look at this kid.
Smug. Why are you smug, bro? Over there in Delwood, Minnesota.
Look at this nice family.
You all act up there, Biggie.
Minnesota.
I mean, do you not like recognition?
Oh, look. His dad played in the NFL.
Uh-oh.
That's why right there.
It runs in the blood.
Yeah, I'm just a squirrel trying to get a nut.
I guess so.
So apparently Jim Harbaugh's notice to the NFL is, I'm going to do the same thing I did at Michigan. We're just going to try and bully everybody.
Is that what that pick says?
Yeah,
they're going to build the trenches?
The Chargers would trade out of that pick.
Wait.
Listen, I'm so sick and tired of Jim Harbaugh. He just skated away. Michigan dropped all those penalties. That dumb motherfucker knew what was coming, and he's like, I'm shipping out of here.
So who would you have drafted, though?
My point is, fuck Jim Harbaugh. That's what I want to say. Because he knew what was coming. He skated out. The coach that took over during his absence fucking balled out. He deserved the job. But Harbaugh's like, you can have that shit. I'm out of here because I've been cheating a lot.
Like, they can't do anything. They can't.
Chargers now.
They can't do anything to him now, can they?
What have they been?
Because he's never going to go back.
They all cheat. That's every bullshit. Fucking one of them cheat. Harbaugh just happened to get caught.
No, you get caught cheating today. In today's standards, you're doing well. Because you can do anything today.
It's like he just got notified he was drafted. Is that his girlfriend?
Wow. Okay.
Big delay there.
Now the big guy's happy.
Wow.
Harbaugh came to Michigan, sent him to win a national title. He did. He scooted out. He's a legend.
But you're okay with that. Like, you'll live with that. You're like, I approve. I will take the national title for selling my soul.
We had Chad Patrick, big-time Michigan guy. When we interviewed him, he was fine with it.
He said it's okay if we're like shit for 3 years now.
Yep.
It's okay.
All-time hearts. They were amazing.
What are you eating, bottle caps?
Yes, and they are amazing.
Don't be afraid to share your feelings.
I will pass them around, Chad.
Oh, yeah.
Try those.
I will eat some bottle caps.
Be my Valentine.
We got... Wow, that was weird.
No, that's fine.
Why do I have to be your Valentine?
The season's a little late.
My manhood. It's okay.
Is that where these are from? Does this say...
That's exactly what they taste like.
I heart your butt.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
I'll eat that one. No comment on the butt.
Everybody's eating butt today.
Your ancestors died of poop related stuff.
Is that the combination of Ebola and E. coli? That's fucking terrible.
You know what the best thing ever was? And he just made me think of this is back then when the Indians would shoot you with those arrows with all the feces on it. And if they kill you with the shot, you're going to die in 7 days anyway.
They were still doing that shit in the Vietnam War, man. Isn't that wild?
Like, war is savage, dude. I have it to like, I might not got you today, but I got you.
That's why China released fentanyl.
That's Mexico. China just gives them the stuff.
Right. Well, China still released the shit.
Can they get down the hill? Look how slow they going.
All right, we got some more renegade rednecks driving.
We have a new guest.
It must be.
Oh, no.
We got a guest coming in hot, and J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, no, not tonight.
Is J.J. McCarthy going to the Giants?
Yeah, you're staying tonight.
I don't think so.
You're going to talk about politics.
You gave Daniel Jones all that money.
And they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning.
6 in the morning.
Is it?
What is that? Has he got a USFL chain? What is that?
Which one? You want? I know. Elite Neighbors.
Once he sees me, it's going to be on.
Is it going to be limes or going to be their own ice and glasses?
Hope it's ice and glasses.
If Mike's showing up, he's got Coronas and limes.
Or
I'm saying ice and glasses. Big square cubes.
Ooh.
That's why him and Biggie are best friends, because Biggie's drinking out of a Jim Beam bottle like it's a beer.
From the darkness.
There he is. We called it.
I was
right. All right, wait. Pig is in. Pig is in.
Bring your travel ice cubes.
Giants have selected.
Oh, maybe he did.
Malik Nabers. Them LSU wide receivers have been studs.
When this man Mikey walks in, he makes Jimmy Buffett jealous.
You know, when we talk about colleges and like quarterback U and whatever, LSU is easily wide receiver U, right?
LSU is wide receiver U.
Neighbors.
We need this podcast to be live for y'all to see what we just witnessed.
Jarvis Landry.
What just happened?
Mike was shaking his nads. He is very big nads.
No, I'm saying anytime Mike Salmon walks in the room, Jimmy Buffett is jealous.
He is. He's looking down on Mikey.
Exactly.
I ain't as good as I once was. That's not even the right singer, but we'll make it make sense.
Toby Keith. Sorry,
baby. Wasting away again in my margaritaville.
Oh, it's out of control. It's off the wheels Ernie.
It is. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That's right. And Jimmy Buffett's.
Exactly.
We're doing good. Positive vibes as we get through
the top 10. If there was one concert that I could have ever went to, Jimmy Buffett looked like everybody's in Hawaiian church. It's just a hangout time. Let's have a few drinks, listen to music. Seems like his shows would have been pretty good.
It's just all old stoners, man. Yep. Just and people that like margaritas. Who the Titans taking? What do they need?
So
J.J. McCarthy's still out there, right?
Yeah, but they drafted QB last year. They took Will Levis.
Do you believe in Will Levis?
No, but you drafted a QB in the first round last year and the second round the year before. Or the second round 2 years in a row.
So you keep drafting until you get it right.
True, they could do that.
It hasn't worked so far.
They could use a running back. No, they got Tony Pollard. I don't know. I feel like the Titans are headed towards like a
4-13. I think we found out about Tony Pollard when he's got to be the feature back last year.
Yeah, he struggled.
So
yeah.
When does the Kansas City Chiefs pick? What are we doing for the three-peat?
Their draft pick is at the end. There's Jamar. Man, the Bengals are pissing me off. Everybody asking for trades.
Henderson needs to shut up and play. You just got a deal.
That was dumb. How you signed a contract 9 months ago, and now you're saying I want to trade unless I get an extension.
You just give the guys money before they need the money. Like, when's Chase up?
Oh, he's got he's got one more year. It's extension. You know, that rookie 1 year.
Ah, gotcha. So if it's me, I want Chase more than I want Higgins. So
right. So you make that sacrifice.
Yep.
But if it's Hendrickson, who's 29, you'd like to have him, but he's not.
Find those guys in the draft.
That's what I'm saying. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Cincinnati. They might trade one of those guys. Do you think they will?
I would. I would think Hendrickson play under what he has. I'd trade T. Higgins.
You can probably get more for him.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of
rumors that the Patriots were going to try and trade for T. Higgins.
Do you think T. Higgins is a number one?
No. I think he benefits from having, when Burrow's healthy, he's a stud. You got Higgins, Boyd, and Chase. It's easy to look.
Well, Boyd's gone now.
Yep.
So it's going to be a different look.
Hey, well, that's why I'm surprised he wanted to trade.
I heard y'all talking about Tennessee, and you're thinking maybe four wins, whatever. I agree with you. What about Baltimore? Did y'all speak on that?
We have not.
Mm-mm.
So, what do you think about him with Lamar and Derrick Henry in Baltimore? What are they going to do this year in the AFC?
Do I think, Baltimore is going to be scary, man.
I think Baltimore is going to be right where they were
last year. Imagine Lamar Jackson with – I don't care that he's older. The dude has taken a beating his whole career.
How'd they do this past year?
Exactly.
I mean, they're doing just fine.
That he has somebody like Lamar to take a little bit of the pressure off on the running game, and dude can take a hit.
They'll both benefit.
I'm telling you, it's going to be ugly.
Well, here's the thing with Baltimore.
I do.
I agree with you. Baltimore's going to be scary. Baltimore's going to be right back in the same spot they were last year. AFC title, Super Bowl, berth, or bust. It's can they beat Kansas City or whoever the other top team is when they have to? Because their offense was dynamite all year. They got in that game when they lose 17-7.
Yeah.
So you got Derrick Henry, and I love it, but you still got to win the big game in the playoffs.
I'm telling you right now, I feel like the Chiefs blew their nut this year with the whole Kelce nonsense with so much pressure.
Is this the apex?
I think we're at the apex right now, and I feel like that – a team like Baltimore or a team like Philly or San Fran or whoever could come in and take it away this year. That's just my opinion.
It's hard to win back-to-back, let alone the three.
I'll take the field versus KC to win a title this year.
I feel like KC is going to pick up somebody.
I did think.
He's in deep thought.
Yeah, I feel like KC's still got a hell of a chance to do a three-peat.
But it's unlikely. It's just so hard because the NFL, the margin of victory or the – I guess I'm trying to say it the right way. But you look at other sports and the gap in talent from your top-tier teams, your mid-tier and your low-tier, they can be pretty big gaps. But in the NFL, it's so razor thin. Anybody can beat anybody. And even if Kansas City's in that situation, they do have it going for them that they've been there before. They know how it feels. They're not going to be punched in the mouth and not know what to do, but it's hard.
If you look at their run last year, second round in Buffalo, if Diggs can catch a ball, his last play is a Buffalo Bill is dropping a touchdown pass over the shoulder long.
I want to ship his ass.
Dude, I love Josh Allen.
They lost that one. They played well, in Baltimore. In the Super Bowl, they had to go to overtime. So to watch you, it's really hard to win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, we're sitting here watching the draft, and I saw the video earlier this week of Bills fans when they drafted Josh Allen. And that was oh my God, we're done for.
I'm going to tell you this too.
He's top five, every bit of a top five quarterback.
Yeah, I saw that. But I'm going to tell you this too, as a Bengals fan. I feel like as crazy as it is, I feel like your window's already passed.
Yeah, I mean, it's that sad. It's that quick because now we're already in salary.
Take, but I'm telling you, I think it's already over.
Well, you
feel, I don't, I have to disagree.
You feel
I have
the,
to disagree.
I don't think Burrow ever won the Super Bowl.
You feel the pressure because
we're talking about Josh Allen. I feel like Josh Allen.
We were talking about the Bengals.
Burrow has a redemption season right now. Last season, he come out as a highest paid quarterback until Mahomes got signed. And Burrow had a lot of pressure on his shoulders and got hurt. But I feel like Burrow still has a lot left in him.
I think he does, but I don't think they ever get over the hump.
I think they do. Allen is going to be competing for the top
season. I'm a Bengals fan, and unless they get hot and stay healthy, he kind of feels like it almost starts to feel like a Phillip Rivers thing. Like you're going to be good.
Please have faith.
I hope, but you got to get this contract stuff and these guys asking to leave the team. You got to get that shit squared away, man. You're, and I get it. You're an organization.
agree. Charlie and the Oakland A's in the 1970s.
Yeah.
He would not pay a dime past what he thought his players was worth, and he would take it to the grave.
I mean, that's how some of these owners are.
Ownership is. Like, yeah, if it means you got to pay like $1 million more and you're still under budget and you win a Super Bowl, let's keep it together, boy.
What's stupid is who cares about all that? Because everyone spends the same amount of money. Everybody goes up against the cap. So it's not like the Bengals are spending more.
The
better
your team is, the more money you're going to bring in revenue for marketing, all that different
stuff.
Right.
So well,
spend it.
But here's the thing. Like, it's you're going to spend the money anyway. So why not lock up some of these guys?
Money don't make money.
I don't know. I think it's sad the pig is in.
Titans, pig is in.
It's been 10 minutes. We went to commercial break and it's still not announced.
That's what's so bad about the NFL draft. No one cares this long.
Remember what it used to be
15 minutes each.
Three rounds.
Make it five.
I bet they go line. JC Latham. Hey, Alabama. Surprise, Alabama offensive lineman goes in the top 10.
To the Titans. Oh, but he's going to block for nobody.
Mr. Mayo. Mr. Mayo. Not that Mayo. Now you can't say that because of Drake Mayo.
Poor kid, man. Who you blocking for?
Not Derrick Henry.
Nobody. It's like
Tony Pollard.
Suicide.
Coulter was saying is with Burrow, I agree in that. Burrow is so good. I feel like you could have a year where he carries a team.
Y'all keep talking. I'm going to eat this delicious candy.
Candies are always welcome here.
Burrow has a lot left in the tank. I don't care about contracts or maybe past time, but Burrow is still Burrow. He's going to take the Bengals. You watch.
The thing that sucks for the Bengals is that division is like so deep, so tough. Murderer's Row is getting to the playoffs.
I feel like that's what's going to make him good, is competing against a conference like that.
I'm just saying, if I had to bet right now, I would bet that Joe Burrow never wins the Super Bowl. That's where I would bet right now.
Does Josh Allen win a Super Bowl?
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to have to go with
Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl?
Yes.
All right.
Fuck.
I think that's where we're tricking.
I feel like Burrow is way better than Lamar Jackson.
Right. Different from
Josh Allen.
Yeah.
No, you got to stay on the field, though.
That is true.
I feel like Baltimore is going to win one, clearly, or I wouldn't be saying what I'm saying.
I know. You're calling it now. Yeah. Doesn't have to be this year, but it's coming.
I think in the next 2 years.
John Harbaugh is a pretty damn good coach to not have won a Super Bowl, don't you think?
He's won a Super Bowl. He beat his brother.
Oh, that's right. With Joe Flacco.
That's why I think it's easier to say Lamar wins one than it is with Burrow.
I don't know why I said that now. Now I feel like
Harbaugh is one of the best coaches in the league.
Are we?
He's in your division. You should know how good he is.
I know. It's one of those nights, buddy. So what happens when we get together and watch the NFL draft live? All right. Look at the Falcons. Hey, they're not messing around.
Hey, but I'll say this. You should be glad, Chad, that people's talking about, will you win a Super Bowl?
I know.
No one's even saying will the Raiders win a Super Bowl anytime soon. So congrats, brother. You're at least in the conversation.
I know. It does feel good. It
makes me kind of sentimental.
Since we're on the topic. Who's your prediction next year for the Super Bowl?
Wait, I got to recognize the Falcons didn't waste any time. They made this pick in like 2 minutes.
Oh, they did?
Chalk one up the Falcons.
It's been said. It said the pick's in. We're just waiting on the pick. Or Goodell's slow ass to walk out there.
The Titans pick.
Yeah, but it says Falcons pick's been in. They were ready.
Lions and the Bills for
the Super Bowl. All right,
so what's your predictions for next Super Bowl?
Lions, Bills.
Give me four teams. Give me four teams.
He just told you Lions, Bills, Super Bowl.
The Lions. You're going with the Lions.
We didn't even finish free agency in the draft yet. Like, how do you even know?
Dude, Dan Campbell, he carries his nuts in a wheelbarrow.
I thought we was on Team Baltimore.
Hey, can I go now? I'm going to go with Lions and Baltimore.
Yeah. I don't
know.
Kansas
City versus who?
I'll figure it out after the draft.
Nobody's talking about the Niners yet.
I said the Niners.
Oh.
I'm going to say fuck the Niners.
Yeah, exactly.
Seriously.
I already said the
if a team has passed their prime, like you guys were discussing.
Why are they showing
the Niners are definitely
JJ McCarthy? Why the Falcons pick
really?
Him. They're not drafting him.
Unless
Lions and Ravens.
Yeah. It's to trade or something.
Girl, you better get a smaller dress.
She about pop.
Yeah. And that's, so that's the point where you check it in the microwave when you popcorn.
Every time they do this,
I'm telling you, we passed due, so she needs to go.
All right, we're the restroom. Michael Penix Jr.'s right his girl needs a. Yeah, she knows I'm gonna be a
star from the 80s. Which star? Are you gonna be the Russell Wilson's girlfriend? Like every time they show those,
That is great.
Every year that gets brought up. Who's the new one?
Dude, that's so good.
She won the lottery.
She thought she had it all. And Danger Russ was like, I'm Mr. Unlimited. And then he married Ciara. Ciara. How do you say her name?
I think it's Ciara.
Ciara.
I'm telling you, though, listen, what we just saw, right? We're getting there, and them colonels, they're just getting ready to go. And it ain't happened yet.
You're back to Michael Penix Jr.'s war room.
Girl, I'm telling you, she looks
good.
She looks good.
You know, it's true.
I'm telling you. I mean, that's going to be a meme tomorrow. You watch and see. You believe me?
We were just talking about who's the next meme. We were Wilson's girl is the thought you won the lottery. And then like
it's Penix's room, man.
Yeah,
CeeDee Lamb girl is the one who tried to take his phone and he snatched it back. So every year there's one.
I finally Goodell's walked his ass out here for the Falcons. He's looking a little wore out already.
He's gassed. I mean,
he's back there getting a Bobby K special, a little rub and tug.
All right, who we got, Atlanta? Offensive line? Nope. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow. We got our first shocker. What the hell?
What are they going to do with the regular quarterback?
They just gave Kirk Cousins like $90 million guaranteed for 3 years.
And they went and...
This got to be the dumbest pick I've ever seen.
They're only taking this pick because they must be already trading him to somebody else.
What's happening?
I
don't
see
it
like that. I see him learning from Kirk Cousins. I see him sitting aside
for a year and learning. That don't happen now.
It ought to happen.
I don't disagree.
He expects a 21-year-old man to come out and just lead an NFL team. He needs leadership.
If Cousins mentors this guy for 2 seasons and they come out and he's an all-time great, you're going to be looking back on this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a bold move. And, like, look, the Chiefs drafted
– I think there's bigger needs there.
The Chiefs drafted Mahomes and didn't play him right away. You know, so there is a case for this. I'm not saying Penix is Mahomes. And then the Packers have shown time and time again there's nothing wrong with letting a quarterback sit on the bench.
It's an odd scenario for me because today's NFL, you're not thinking long-term like that. You're
against
thinking,
the grain.
You're thinking, what's my immediate needs? And if you've already signed Kirk Cousins to be your quarterback, surely there's a need where you can upgrade in a bigger area than a quarterback.
Well, you gave him so much money. It's not like he was already your starter. Like it's not like you're the Vikings and he's been your starter and you're looking, you know, to the future. You just brought Kirk Cousins in for big money. Kirk Cousins, Midwestern, nice, going to down to Atlanta, and he's like,
I'm just telling you right now, this is going to be a draft grade of it like a D because you had so many other issues here, and you go quarterback when you've already signed Kirk Cousins.
Where was Penix slated to get drafted at? He wasn't supposed to go this high, was he?
No, I don't. I mean,
because JJ was supposed to be the next quarterback, I thought.
Penix was looking late first, early second.
Yeah. I'm just saying, man.
Like of the top 6 quarterbacks, he was ranked 5th.
I'm thinking if another team wants him, that might be a good trade.
Maybe, but like that's what you want to wait. You don't feel good about no one else in that spot you could draft?
That's true, but you never know what these teams are thinking.
All right, well, the Bears
are
getting their 2nd in the top 10 here. What do they do with this next one?
It better be a wide receiver.
You think they're going to try to support the rook?
They either need to do that or get a lineman to protect him.
The way the Bears draft, I'm glad that they just took Penix Jr. because they'd probably see that with the Bears. Right now.
Bears would have taken him too. We got all the quarterbacks.
They're trash.
It's the Warner fantasy method. Yeah. Just draft all the quarterbacks.
They're just stocking the Steelers up is all they're doing.
The what?
Didn't the Steelers just trade their quarterback?
I got you. You're making a reference to Justin Fields.
Right.
All right. How about any chance the Bears go defense?
I don't know.
They definitely go offense, right?
Oh, look at Kiper. Look Man. At Kiper. Animated as ever.
Doesn't he look like a lion?
He does.
Like if a lion and Larry King had a baby, it's Mel Kiper Jr.
I agree with that. He's stalking his prey every time he talks.
Los Angeles, hello.
Look at him. He's like, where's Booker McFarlane? I'm going to eat him. There he is.
I didn't realize Greeny was up there.
So where do y'all have Steelers next year?
I don't care about the fucking Steelers.
No, I'm serious. They got two awesome quarterbacks. What are they going to do? The Steelers and a great coach and a great defense.
That's all I'm going to say. It's my prediction for the Steelers. They will make the playoffs.
I think so.
I believe in Mike Tomlin.
I think so. I agree.
That's a fair statement.
I agree, too. And then
they don't make the playoffs.
They'll be even better.
They're the last team in the division.
Last in the division.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a tough division.
What do you think there? Anybody else got anything?
Our audience. I like our audience is growing.
I think the moral of the story is fuck the Steelers.
Yeah, exactly.
Back every team in that division had a winning record last year.
All right, the Bears pick is still in. Why do they take so long?
So bad. So bad.
My God.
Can you imagine having to pee in that crowd?
You got to wear a diaper.
Dude, it just says the Bears are the only franchise that hasn't had a 30-touchdown quarterback. That's amazing. Not even Cutler?
They're in diapers, bro.
They would have to be.
All right, here we go.
Like a mosh pit just trying to use the bathroom.
A dude's saying,
Love it.
You put Odunze is wide receiver. Okay. You called it Coulter. Wide receiver it is.
But you got to support the core
command. You got to give him a weapon, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's something to build on, but I don't see the
Bears. This is the Bears franchise. Jerry Rice, Joe Montana connection.
The Bears are going to fucking fumble this shit.
Yeah. I have no confidence in the Bears. For anything. I mean.
Like the Raiders.
If Caleb Williams is a good quarterback, this is a hell of a draft, but we all think he's a bust, right?
We do.
So we're saying this is a bad draft for the Bears.
I don't think he's a bust. I think he went to a bust organization.
It is like that, though, in the NFL. Like, you can be
like that. It's your supporting cast.
You can be a good quarterback.
Right, and you can get ruined by a bad organization.
Yeah, you just don't have the right
people. Trevor Lawrence was a little lucky, even though he went through so much controversy. He still come out looking halfway decent.
He's struggling, but you're talking about he survived Urban Meyer.
Yes, I am. He still looks halfway decent. Did they make the playoffs last year?
No, they were trash.
Were they?
Jaguars.
It was a year before last, I think they made
Yeah, but he kind of recessed for some reason. Like,
well, I mean, can you imagine what he went through down there? That coach in the bar with some girl, and then he's trying to get coached? That's fucking rough.
Are you done with Trevor, Biggie?
I'll give him this year, but I think the hype on him coming out, best prospect since Andrew Luck and all this other stuff,
This is like, this is the put up
and
shut up
that,
here.
Biggie.
All right. Vikings are up next. Biggie, you closely follow the Vikings because it's your son's team.
JJ McCarthy.
So it's because they
couldn't have worked out better for the Vikings.
It really is true. If the Vikings don't take JJ McCarthy here, I'd be floored.
Yep.
I think
just swapped. So the Vikings were pick 11. They just traded with the Jets to move up to 10 because somebody else must have wanted JJ and was going to trade to 10. So the Jets dropped down one, pick up an extra pick. This is guaranteed to be McCarthy.
Hey, Greg friggin' Rollins, we are almost done with the top 10 or the first 10. Do you want to start a bonfire? That would be awesome. We're gonna see who the Vikings pick, and then we're going to enjoy the great outdoors. Can't wait.
I'm interested because what I think is Denver wanted a quarterback, so they might have been willing to come up to 10.
The Vikings are going to get quarterback.
You can't wrap it up that quick, Chad.
Why not?
I had a nice thing I wanted to discuss tonight.
Let's talk.
Yeah, so we all hate the NBA.
For the most part.
NBA playoffs is a whole nother animal because it's like they flip a switch during NBA playoff season and they actually start playing defense. Well, and guess what? I'm going to raise you another one. The Joker, you could argue that he is the most fundamental player to ever play the game of basketball. He's a bigger, slower version of Larry Bird. His IQ is off the charts. He is a generational talent that we're going to talk about for the next 50 years.
What I think's funny is that the players make it so obvious that they don't care about the regular season. Playoffs come and all of a sudden there's intensity and the games come up notch, which I mean it should during the playoffs, but I'm enjoying watching Lakers Nuggets game three is tonight. Do or die.
Yeah, we're gonna flip that on after the draft starts to get out of
there. I'm telling you, I feel like this dude makes the basketball play. And it's something that's like a throwback in time, but it's a generational talent right. That would stand the test of time for any generation.
I have a question, but go ahead.
My favorite saying is that a great basketball player beats a great athlete every time. And I think that's what the Joker proves, because in the 80s, you had Larry Bird, who wasn't the most athletic, but he was dynamite on the court, right? Fast forward all these years, all these guys are athletic freaks. You got a guy like the Joker, Luka, running the league.
You got to remember, a Joker was a second round pick. He wasn't even a lottery pick. The fact is that several GMs missed on him. And because you don't know so much when you come from Serbia and overseas, so that a lot of people missed on him. And this is, we're talking about a probably 4 to 6 time MVP by the time he retires.
So we all love the Joker. He's amazing.
I'm telling you,
best,
it could be that many
people. Best player in the game right now.
Unless they get voter fatigue, it should be. He should have won it last year.
It happens. It happens. So here's my question.
I think you have at least 4 MVPs.
All right, are we close to elevating a conversation about Jokic into that like greatest of all time level? Like, I mean, what else would he have to do?
So not of all time for me, but I think that he's on the trajectory for different reasons to, for me, the best center of all time, and everybody thinks about it, is mine's Hakeem Olajuwon.
That's high praise, though.
My point is that by the time he retires, I feel like he's right there with Kareem, Olajuwon.
Mount Rushmore of centers.
Sorry, but who are we talking about?
The Joker.
Man, but the center position is so different. Jokic is going to be an outlier, but I think it's hard to argue what you just said. I think he will be there.
I'm telling you.
But what if he ends up winning 5 MVPs and 5 titles or something like that?
To me, he's in the top 3.
You're going to start having a real different conversation.
Well, I think you have a chance with what they're doing in Denver right now, the youth of their players, how good they are, to win 3 titles in 5 years or something like that. You put that with 3 or 4 MVPs in that same period, and all of a sudden he's up there in your top.
You gonna
5
put his brother in a Hall of Fame with him for knocking out fans?
You should.
Hey, that dude that he punched took it like a champ. He didn't fall down.
I haven't seen it.
Hey, he's so boring. I'm rooting for Luka.
You know my favorite thing about the Joker is when the Morris boy hit him in the back, so he returned the favor, and then he didn't play again for like a month.
He like paralyzed him.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joker, did you see the trailer for Joker 2 dropped?
I haven't seen the trailer, but it has what, Lady Gaga?
Yeah, she is Harley Quinn.
I don't like it. But I ain't watched
it. She always did it for me.
Coulter's a fan of Guy. He's a little monster. I was digging the trailer. It looked good. Looked good. Just while we're talking about Joker. But we're back to the Vikings. You're saying J.J. McCarthy, Vikings are lucking into a quarterback here?
If they don't take J.J. McCarthy right here, Ryan Breckel will cut his left foot off.
Hey, all I was trying to say was, I know y'all was going to wrap it up, but I had to get that off my chest. No, by the NBA.
That's telling you. But, you know, what we've seen, because here's the thing in context. If you're listening to this episode out of sequence or whatever, they're playing the Lakers, and this is kind of like the last stand for LeBron. Like, he's going to put him out.
I'm telling you right now.
LeBron's last stand was 8 years ago.
I told Biggie this. I told Biggie this yesterday. This is LeBron's best season ever in 3-point shooting percentage. Okay. What if he holds on for another 10 seasons and turns into a Brooke Lopez?
I mean, he could be
10 seasons. Fucking way.
I'm just saying.
That dude's got more.
Good point.
He's got more gas and juice flowing through them veins than any of us.
It's like, what if LeBron's just like, I'm going to be a 3-point specialist because now I can shoot 3.
He could be like Robert Horry.
And then he keeps padding his stats like Vince Carter did, only LeBron's way better than Vince Carter.
I mean, Vince showed you LeBron what's possible. Vince Carter crawled so LeBron can walk.
Just saying. I'm telling you.
In the best season of his career in 3-point shooting percentage, he misses a wide open 3 at the end of game 2. Jamal Murray hits the jumper to win it. And in true like wrestling fashion, like I said, KD's getting older, LeBron's getting older. This is the Joker, like the passing of the torch. This is when, you know, you pass Andre and Hogan.
I can tell you this right now. LeBron ain't ready for that torch to be passed, but go ahead.
He's going to pry for my cold hands.
Telling you.
That's what I think of in this series, because you just said with the Joker, you know, these MVPs, face the league Hall of Famer. Well, LeBron's been that guy, but now here I am coming to put him out to pasture.
I agree. I think that it's Joker's league now, and everyone else is living in it.
I mean, until somebody starts to beat them, that's what's going to happen.
That's true, but I hate to watch the Joker. I don't care about his horses at all.
What are you talking about? They're fantastic to watch. Luka's fun too, man. I think those two are going to run the league. My God, we
not watch Joker.
I don't know what's going on.
There's like some kids on stage.
He's the most boring player.
All right, so who's ready to lose to Chad in NBA Jam?
Everybody.
He's on fire.
That's right.
I wish Monger was here. All right, is it going to be JJ?
Which state's he in this week?
I don't know. Where is he?
He's in Scranton.
Oh, that's right.
He's up there selling paper.
It's if Boston didn't have clams, it'd be Scranton.
PA, baby.
That's the second
job. I got more in there for you. I got more in there.
Not yours.
You can have some.
JJ! JJ McCarthy is a Minnesota Viking.
Woo!
You're right. That is a hell of a situation, and he is right where he belongs.
They only had to trade up one pick to get him, too, so they probably kept their number 23 pick, so I got two picks in the first round.
Damn. All right, so remember, it used to be you would get through three rounds in the amount of time that we've probably been doing this show, it feels like.
Well, it used to be 15 minutes for the first round. They changed it to 10. I think round two and on is 5 minutes.
Their clock don't work. It says 10 minutes, and then it's like the pick is in, and what's happening?
Well, it's weird. Like, it says 10 minutes. Like, right now, it's counting down to the Jets, and it says their pick is in at the 9:46 mark, but it'll be 5 minutes before we get the pick.
So because of that, we're not going to go all night. We ain't got time for this. We're going to go light a bonfire. We're going to enjoy some time, play some NBA Jam, and just have some fun and hang out with some good friends. Probably listen to some good-ass music, too. But this has been another episode of the We Don't Know Sports Podcast as we checked out round one, or at least the first 10 overall picks of the NFL draft. It's been a hell of a time, and Detroit put on a hell of a show, it looks like. But we'll see you next time. Thanks for letting us invade your eardrums. Subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Until next episode, bye-bye. You ready, Biggie?
Texting his hoes.
He leaves at 4 a.m. when nobody's, when no one's even thinking.
That shit doesn't happen. That
was your fault. Exactly. Yes. He was trying to say he wasn't awake. Because I thought they wanted to catch his truck. I was like, Biggie, somebody took a truck at 4 a.m. He was like, nobody's business.
He's like, that bitch was horrid. I didn't take care of it.
I was dying. I was like, well, all right, pal.
He texted me, and I was like,
it was good.
Oh, bitch, I got home 2 minutes ago. I saw this guy sit up all night just freaking looking out the window for what?
You ever seen that?
And I was like, well, no, you didn't see that.
Hey,
oh no, I said that's me.
Don't worry, because I watch y'all pass all day long.
That's when I had the fucking flu, bro.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's when I had the flu and I didn't fucking sleep for 7 days.
Don't worry. Yeah, watch you go down the road.
Someone just pulled up their truck.
That's part of my job.
4 in the morning. Hey, you just pulled into your house.
Neighborhood crime watch out here.
You know you are too.
Neighborhood crime watch.
Are you Fred McGriff or the crime dog? No, that was
I'm a lazy guy looking out the window.
He's reference number one. I'm reference number two, which means that he catches the traffic first, and then he tells me it's coming my way, brother.
I don't know what's happening.
That happens. We come up with a game plan for the stratosphere to take these crackheads down. Brother.
Now I know what's happening. That was the mega powers.
Hey, and Greg might not for 6 months, but I'll tell him, I'll be like, hey, crackhead's headed your way, man.
They're coming. 10-4, release Marley with a cyber missile.
Good God.
One of those non-happy.
I have Marley and laser beams.
So we have a white guy. Oh, that's great.
You got to talk in the mic, Colton.
Well, the Patriots took the quarterback.
They're kind of I'm going to take all this. Quarterback. Don't worry.